lazy, idle, shiftless, good for nothing, shirker, slacker. The dude abides, intones the cowboy narrator. I don't know about you, but I take comfort in that, knowing he's out there. The dude, taking her easy for all us sinners. We all know that's not how life works. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Carry your weight. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Work like you're at a startup. Have a side hustle. Keep striving. No pain, no gain. We tend to bring that mentality to our spiritual life and our relationship with God. Perhaps we don't crassly rely on our own good deeds to earn God's love and forgiveness. We might even believe that we are saved by grace alone, with our heads. But then in our hearts, we look to our own goodness to puff ourselves up spiritually and to feel superior to others who don't measure up. No one knew how pointless that is, like Martin Luther did later in his life. He was no stranger to spiritual striving. Though I lived as a monk a year without reproach, he wrote before his death. I felt that as a sinner before God with an extremely disturbed conscience, I could not believe that he was placated by my satisfaction. I did not love, yes, I hated the righteous God who punishes sinners. And secretly, if not blasphemously, certainly murmuring greatly, I was angry with God. It's not that Luther had never heard or read the words of our text. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Luther had heard or read those words many times, but he'd been taught that Christ had simply exchanged our unbearable burden and a fiercely heavy yoke for a lighter model of yoke and a burden that was a little easier to bear. Fewer rules to follow than before, perhaps, but rules all the same. For this reason, he failed to comprehend the gospel message in this and other texts. But then his eyes were opened through a determined study of Romans 1, verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. By the mercy of God, Luther recalls, meditating day and night, I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that by which the righteous lives by a gift of God, namely by faith. Here I felt that I was altogether born again and had entered paradise itself through open gates. There, a totally other face of the entire scripture showed itself to me. And I extolled my sweetest word with a love as great as the hatred with which I had before hated the word righteousness of God. It was too good to be true, Luther thought, but it was true. And this is God's good news for all people. No pain, no gain. Well, that aphorism still works, except that in the matter of restoring our relationship with God, in the matter of righteousness, the pain is not ours, it is Christ's. He takes the pain of sin, death, and hell and gives us who believe his gain of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We do nothing to earn this, and nothing we do can add to it. Our rescue is complete, and our rescue is pure gift. The easy yoke and light burden that Jesus offers are not simply different rules to follow or a different way to earn God's love and forgiveness. The easy yoke and light burden means simply to believe in Jesus, to listen to him, to stay by his side, to be his own. That's where we find rest from our constant striving and our ceaseless anxiety. That's where we find rest for our souls.